All right, and back to the Pubcast, episode 17 of the Oz Football Pubcast. So welcome back, guys.
I haven't been here for weeks.
Jess is on your back now. She wants your job.
She can have the bloody thing. That's fine. But so this is episode 17. Back in Cheers after you disappeared off to New Zealand.
Yeah, we did. We went to Wellington last week, and we've done the podcast in the backbencher.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant! What a one away trip. You've got to go to Wellington, and you've got to check out the backbencher. What a great bunch of people they are. It was absolutely fantastic. Fainsley, I told you earlier, when the Jets go there next year, make sure you book it in and get a trip.
Yeah, we got already been there. Yeah, it's good.
We got $150 each way on the flights and $80 a night, Aussie, for digs. And then the backbencher looked after us good and proper. So, no, it was absolutely brilliant. I missed you guys, obviously.
No, we didn't miss you, so that's fine.
What?
You enjoyed the nation's capital over there, then?
Is that the capital?
Yeah.
He's going to be finished by the time you've lost.
Yeah. Anyway, we should probably introduce everyone.
He's pushing for the longest intro again.
Burns is in here as well.
I'm back, yes.
Yep. Partially.
Yeah, thanks. Matthew's back as well.
Director of Communications. Jamal's here. I didn't get invited to New Zealand, so I just sat around doing nothing last week.
And because I was in Melbourne.
And my left arm was in Melbourne. Yeah. Late in James,
he
the only one.
He goes last week. I said, "What did you do for the weekend?" He went, "Oh, didn't really go out that much." I went, "Right, okay." Anyway, it's the first ale free weekend I've had in like 4 months. And I went, "And that's because I'm in Melbourne." We've realised the problem is me with alcohol.
Yeah,
it's a real shame.
Well, I did. I'm back. It's Lee again. And I last weekend I had like 3 days on the piss. So in Wellington, so
I'm the new boy, Davo, over in Sydney on holiday. Currently depressed due to my football favourites.
Thanks for cheering us up, Davo. Which is you?
Yeah, because I'm depressed as well.
I've got three teams. One is Leicester City. One's Liverpool, and one's Wrexham.
You're gonna get on well with Matt. He's got about 17.
Oh, and we've got a machine at the end who's doing the food challenge.
The food challenge is finished, hasn't it? He's only just started, like 10 seconds gone.
Hiya, my name's Steve, I'm a fanatic Evertonian. We went above Liverpool this morning, thank God. And hopefully we'll finish up sixth. I've got a breakfast, the biggest breakfast in the history of mankind, and try and be best to finish it. So it's good to be here, thank you for inviting me.
Did you have a food challenge in New Zealand?
No, none of them would do it. The pub were up for it, they put it on, but none of the Kiwis, doesn't matter how big they are over there, they wouldn't do it.
That's a huge surprise. I thought they'd be able to finish up breakfast.
I actually thought there'd be a lineup.
Yeah. that would have filled you up.
Now, what they wanted to do is pasta.
Only 2 kilos of pasta?
No, it was pasta with white wine sauce with steak. So a kilo of pasta with a white wine sauce. That's what they want to do. And then what's that sauce, Jane, that they put on everything over there?
Lamb.
Bearnaise sauce.
What?
Bearnaise.
Did you say lamb?
Lamb sauce.
Lamb sauce. Oh my God. Stick to your recording.
All right.
Move on to the first topic, I reckon.
So, I'm quite. It's going to go.
I don't know, mate.
I think you're going to hit a brick wall. We started off too fast.
Yeah.
I always eat quickly. I'll have to slow down. Consciously have to slow down.
Well, there's a bucket. There's an empty bucket. Yeah. If it gets too bad.
Don't forget empty bucket of empty Miller. Thank you for Miller.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Wow. You always slip in, mate.
Well, it's hard. It's got the Budweiser buckets with the Millers in it. So you guys played some golf yesterday as well. You've been talking about it for weeks. How'd it go?
Well, we tried.
The Aussies didn't turn up.
Yeah.
The Aussies bailed. Their team bailed. But I tell you what, I was so impressed yesterday at the golf with my performance. To say I was unbelievable is an understatement, J-Mo.
Well, I can only see it from a distance or hear it from a distance.
Is that when I got a par?
Every now and then I could hear some colourful language coming from the hole behind me, and that was Lee.
If anyone's ever driven with Lee, you'd understand.
Yeah.
The shortest fuse on this planet.
But you had a memorable hole, didn't you? Was it hole 14?
Was it a glory hole?
Yeah, it was all par threes, but on here.
What'd you get on one hole?
On hole number 14, I did score. I was getting fours and fives, but more fives. And then on 14, I did score 14.
How? How do you do 14 on
Because I got the shits and the greens were like a carbonic. and it was just skidding off. JMO.
Yeah, they were difficult to play on, but
yeah,
you know.
But no one else got the 14.
But by hole 14, you should have worked out the bonnet.
I just got frustrated.
Did any clubs go flying?
I did.
Did you break any? No, I didn't break any.
Just threw one.
That would have been funny.
But it was a really good day, though.
Were they rentals or were they your clubs?
No, rentals. It was a great setup. So we're going to do it again. It was a cracking day out. And
now that we all know your strength, that it should be bringing the Australian team.
Yeah, you can.
I failed my audition.
You're not going to make the full England squad next time around.
No, no. But one thing I do want to say is, I put it there. We have to change seats today, and I put it and said I'll explain why. Is the UK football podcast this week, when I listened to it, had to change seats.
So we're like copycats.
Halfway through. They were standing up at the beginning.
I know, and I tweeted, taking the absolute piss out of them, saying, you shouldn't have to change seats. You tell them who's boss, blah, 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 blah. And then today we've had to move seats because of the basketball. Marvellous. So they're going to love this. Pastel Mac has just walked in. He's got his new Sergio on. He's got a Sergio Tessini t-shirt.
He looks like Ivan Lendl.
Macca,
you've been waiting to say that joke all
mate, have you got your new Stan Smiths on?
Indeed.
You got a Stan, he's got a new Stan Smiths on as well.
Macca, you and my
host this morning
fully kitted.
You and my golf partner yesterday, how good was I? 14
on the 14th.
But what about me long range putt?
What about 20 footer, do you reckon?
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, and I'm 8 inches as well.
All right, on that note, let's talk about some actual football.
Thanks, Macca.
So, overnight action. What do you guys?
Overnight action.
Everton won again, 2-0, on fire, and we went.
And a chibi off the post.
Well, I woke up this morning and I looked and I went, and Everton win 2-0, and a chibi scores. Then City drew 3-3.
Was it April Fool's Day?
QPR beat Arsenal. Wigan beat Stoke. And I was like, it is April the 1st, so this is someone's hacked into
someone's
the BBC website, and this
piss,
is a wind up. Yeah. No, it was all true. And Achimi did score.
It was a boss goal as well.
It was all right. It was all right. And I actually now think.
Did Torres score?
Yeah.
And Torres scored as well.
It's the full 90th
minute. Jesus, Torres had a boss game, by the way. And I'm getting a bit worried. He's actually playing really well. His support play, his positioning, his moving off the ball.
Why are you getting worried?
Because we've possibly getting them in the FA Cup final.
Oh, you're dreaming.
James, you've got to get them in the FA Cup final. Oh, do you think Tottenham will beat Everton? Sorry, Tottenham will beat Chelsea.
JMO, last night, Torres, go on.
Yeah, I met a lad in Cheers Bar last night, and he's a Liverpool fan. He came up to me and told me a bet that he'd just put on Torres, which was him not to score for the remainder of the season. It's paying $8.50, and he had $100 on it. 45 minutes later, it was down to one, because Torres scored in the last minute.
You just bet a ticket for toilet paper.
Did you see him after it?
No, he went downstairs in the night.
To neck himself.
thinking it was, you know, a safe bet, you're not realising that, you know, there was still 20 minutes left in the game, and so he probably would have woke up this morning and realised that there's $300 away.
But crazy. Steve, well, I know you're eating. What are your thoughts on the game last night? And obviously we've got the FA Cup semi-final coming up.
I think.
Have a minute.
Basically, the difference between Everton and Liverpool is that we know we're not a top team, and that's the big difference. And when it comes back, it's like payback time. The time Benitez was the manager and called us a small club with our history and whatever, so I take a lot of satisfaction, and I'm not one of those Evertonians who vote over Liverpool, basically totally disinterested in Liverpool Football Club. But when I look at the likes of the lack of grace coming from Doug Lees during his interviews with the media and whatever, but when they're winning, it's so different. And I think the biggest hurdle for Liverpool is to come to terms with the fact that they're not even a top six team anymore, maybe a top five team.
And then, well, you're not interested in Liverpool, you said, so talk about Everton.
We're talking about Liverpool. I'll talk about
Everton. You sound like you're interested in Liverpool.
I'll talk about Everton.
Continue.
Talk about Everton till the cows come on, mate. But the thing is, when Liverpool then realise that they've got to build from the bottom upwards, you can't buy like a whole production line like Houllier.
No one's expecting miracles.
Houllier, Benitez, but a whole production line of okay players for 9-10 million. spent an absolute fortune, but they're not great players. Spent no, buying,
there's been some bad buys.
Buying fewer players who are more top-notch, that, I think that was the biggest problem. Carol. But in a way, the fact that we got bladdered at Anfield, in which we did, and Liverpool deserved to win, we played a weakened team. I'm more optimistic about the cup game, and I think Everton playing to the best of their ability. We're not a great team by any means.
But you can't argue. You can't argue with like 11 wins out of 12 or something, which is what you've got.
The problem with Liverpool football,
it's a great set of results.
And most of my mates are Liverpoolians. The fact is that they still think that they're better than they are, and that's fundamentally the biggest problem with Liverpool football club. You're not great anymore. That's in the past, but you can be, but not if you continue to buy mediocre players like the five you bought last year for 180 million or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of buys in there. I mean, obviously Carroll's not been fantastic. I think Henderson.
He's crap.
I think Henderson will be. But then again, out of the nine games before the last game, we've won eight when Carroll started. So he's not doing that bad. He might not be the person. Who
35 million.
Didn't say he was worth 35 million. I didn't say anything about the price, did I?
What I said was,
when he's playing, when he starts, Liverpool win games, because it's not him scoring goals, he's making space for other players.
For 35 million, that's...
Again, I've not said nothing about the price. I said he's still a decent player from what he's doing and getting results in. He's not worth 35 million, of course he's not. I don't think anyone would argue with that.
Why would you buy someone who's made... strength is his heading ability and not having an out-and-out winger.
Well, we thought Downing was going to be, because for Villa he was.
He cuts inside.
But for Villa he was. For Villa he was an out-and-out winger.
The byline.
He was for Villa. He was an out-and-out winger for Villa. He always went to the wing across the
over. That's why
he can swap.
At Middlesbrough he was the same. He cuts inside.
He can swap wings.
He's a dangerous player when he cuts inside. He never gets to the
wing he's on.
He hasn't got the base to go wide.
He goes to his best foot on whatever side he goes on. Some side he's got to cut in because that's his best foot. On the other side, it's a cross in.
Your response is a classic. You're saying, face the truth. You bought Judds. The player you bought from Sunderland, the midfield player, Henderson.
Henderson is going to be a great player. He's 21 years
old.
He's a lung
with two legs. He just runs up and down.
He's learning his trade.
He's not being played in his right position.
He's just so blinkered. It's unbelievable.
Really?
You still think he's going to be a great player?
I think he's going to be a good player. He's going to be a good player. I think he's going to do very well for us.
You'd expect more for 18 million, a good player.
Yeah, but young English talent, that's the thing. Everything is over. Price these days for young English talent, and it always has been.
Why buy young English talent?
Yeah, exactly.
It always has been.
You've got so much talent abroad.
So why buy it in the first place?
What?
Why buy it in the first place?
Get off the hook, because you're going to blame Camoli.
Because that's been the strategy from the owners. It's all about...
Steve's choking on his breakfast.
It's already started. We predicted they would blame Camoli. King Kenny is beyond criticism.
No one's blaming Camoli, and no one's blaming anyone.
Did you read the report yesterday?
Jay Moffat said one thing about Camoli.
Read the press yesterday. It's already started. Camoli, he's the problem, not King Kenny. Do you think King Kenny didn't sanction those five moves?
That's what I've been saying.
Charlie Adams. You want to win the European Cup, you're buying players like Charlie Adams and Henderson.
Yeah, Charlie. I think Henderson's
going to
be good.
You're a classic Liverpool supporter. You think you're better than you are, mate. You're not that good.
No.
Either are we,
Evan? No, definitely not. 100%.
We know that, but we admit it. We haven't got the money you've got.
Do you do have the dynamic?
You're going to blame it on the money rather than the players that you bring through the ranks.
Of course, you blame it on the money.
Of course, yeah. All right. Good one.
Alright, explain why money isn't a factor then.
Well, you're saying you can spend, like Real Madrid, remember, when they brought in all the Galacticos, and that didn't work for them either.
I'm not interested in Real Madrid.
I'm using an example.
I'm talking about Everton. Well,
you can't bring other examples in. Blinkered Everton fan, can't use other examples because you've got to stay with your own bloody...
Our net spend is
even less, mate, because we sold more players off if you read the facts. So the net spend is actually less than what we bought in.
So you buy a player for like 35 million just like that, and suddenly he's okay, he makes space. That's worrying, that but worried me. We spent that much.
I think
money.
I just said I don't. No one is saying that he's worth 35
okay.
million. I
so
said when he's played,
jumping off, jumping off.
Job,
I think
so. No, whatever.
We've gone a few minutes on that one. Any other? Anything else we want to talk about? in regards to...
Let's move on so we don't have to talk about last night's results.
No. Oh, no, J-Mo. Well, yeah, what about, I was watching a little bit of the Man City-Sunderland game last night.
Man City
was
shocking.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was quite amused by the... did you hear the chant the Sunderland fans sparked up with when Carlos Tevez came on?
No.
He plays when he wants.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's about right.
So, man, it was like audible. Like that, Eastlands was quiet, and all you could hear was the Sunderland fans singing that for about 3 minutes.
But as you said, J-Mo, about Tevez, you're not bothered about him. If he comes in and wins in the league, and then he fucks off.
I would much rather him have moved on in January, but the situation we're in at the moment, you know, it's looking at it from a business perspective. No one wants to pay 25 million for him while he's not playing. At least if he comes in and does okay, we might get a bit more money from him in the summer.
What's happened to City? It's no longer in their hands anymore.
That's right. Thanks for pointing that out, Dave.
A few weeks ago, it was all in your hands and you've blown it. You've let them Manchester United back
going
in.
Off today.
No, mate, what do you want me to do about it? Fireman fucking get the City shirt on.
Why does everybody hate Man United? He always played good, entertaining, attractive football, and he encouraged young kids.
I begrudge it.
Man United have always been the leading light.
Why else not 8-8 them? Because they've been successful.
I love Man United, always have.
I don't like them because they're massive, arrogant bastards. That's one reason I don't like them.
I think it's because the media.
Every United fan I've ever met has been a massive nugget.
Why else would you hate anything?
No, not a lot.
Jealousy, resentment, all those things.
Like Doherty, when he had Atkinson, all the teams have played open, attractive football. With two wingers, you always have. Why does everyone hate Man United? I think they're great to watch.
Yeah.
And they still have fabulous.
Are you not bored of winning the league every year?
And they haven't spent a fortune to win the league. I love them.
No, they have spent a lot of money. I think you're wrong there. Over a period of time, they've spent more money.
Want to talk about. It's just getting more ridiculous and more ridiculous, this.
I knew we should have gone snort.
Why? Good entertaining open football. It was ridiculous.
The money that they spent. Yeah, but you said that they didn't spend a lot of money.
They spent loads of money. Berbatov.
In comparison,
they've done it over a long period.
The only reason United's net spend doesn't look that big is because of the money they got for Ronaldo.
It's a cliche. The media love United, and everyone hates United because the media love them. It's not their fault.
But what I loved about United today was Michael Owen come out.
It's got nothing to do about the media. It's got about us hating United for our own reasons. I'm a Man City fan. I hate United.
Yeah. But what I loved about United today,
United is a bigger game than against Everton these days, yeah. So that's why.
Why would you say that? People in Liverpool don't think that way. Why would you think United, Liverpool is bigger than Everton? Liverpool game? That's a bit silly.
Yeah, because you're not really worth it these days, that's why.
So you sound like Benitez, that's exactly what I was talking about.
That'd be a Spanish accent.
You talk about Man United being arrogant.
That'd be a Spanish accent.
You talk about Man United being arrogant. What an arrogant comment to make.
United make the same comments.
Everton are the bigger club than...
They're just trying to wind you up, mate, but you're biting, which is brilliant.
No, it's...
and that's what it's all about. Anyway, let's move on.
That shows a maturity on your side.
Oh, fantastic.
Mate.
Thanks, old man. Let's continue.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Stupid thing to say.
What have we got to? We've got the gossip sheets. Lee, you've produced some gossip sheets, or you've ripped off some major websites. What did you want to talk about?
We're talking about football this week.
Yeah.
We are.
No,
but the one I wanted to look at... Okay, no, I'm going to just go and hide in the box in a minute. Was Casillas this week was being given a bit of a slap on the wrist. He was caught on video. I seen it this morning on Soccer AM, I saw that
before it came in.
He was picking his nose, and then he tried to wipe it like elsewhere, and then he couldn't. So we just wiped it on the mascot's face. And I didn't believe it was true. And I looked at it and I went, what? And then, come on, Soccer AM this morning. Yeah, definitely true. Then the other one was Arsenal's Mikel Arteta said it's unfair for him to be compared to fellow Spanish midfielder Cesc Fabregas. Well, no fucking shit there, Mikel Arteta. As much as I like Mikel Arteta.
Is that in context?
He's just coming up with, and then there's a Wolves on somewhere. A Wolves midfielder, Carl Henry, acknowledges the club's running out of time to secure their Premier League survival. Yeah, no
Six
shit.
Captain Obvious is a lot.
Have you got any? Did you pick any up?
Yeah, the Aguero foot injury is quite interesting because there's a lot of rumours going around about that. It's been stated that he injured his foot on a child's bicycle and then had an allergic reaction to the spray. But Mancini's come out and said that that's a load of rubbish. And although he did say it was a stupid injury.
How did he injure his foot on a child's bicycle?
I don't know. He's quite small. Maybe he can
riding the training. Riding the training.
I think, J-Mo, the kiddie bicycle one is true.
But you like, it's all those Balotelli stories. You've all seen the interview with Balotelli. Yeah. None of it was true.
But there's something going on. For Mancini to come up and say he's out.
It's a stupid injury, like, but it's not his fault. So, I mean,
so the bike's out.
Okay. Oh, did the bike run over his foot?
Quite possibly.
But the physio, he's standing in a bike
but
lane.
The physio got the blame for one of them. Putting the wrong spray on his foot, and he had a layered reaction.
Well, they put too much on it, and it burnt his skin. There's a lot of rumours going on.
Well, did he have a lighter in front of the spray can?
Was that like the alleged of the grass and all that? Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think of Balotelli, mate?
He's a fantastic player, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, look at him last night. He was in and out of the game, but he comes up with two goals, and one of them was a penalty. But
what's his strength? What's his main strength?
I don't think he's got any weaknesses apart from his temperament.
Technical wise,
I think he's one of the best players in the world, technical wise, but his temperament and he's the one that's let him down.
Didn't he kick off with someone last night?
He wanted to take a free kick, and to be honest, it was on the left hand side. Kolarov had the ball. He's got a great left foot, but.
You were in here live watching this. Yeah, what time was you in here last night?
1 a.m. this time. A right foot should have took the free kick, but Kolarov had all of the ball. People were telling him to back off. So whether they already pre-decided the set piece takers before the game, and Balotelli's trying to get in on the act, it was just a bit of a confrontation. And
between him and Kolarov,
and Kompany came in and Touré and pushed Balotelli away, and it was a lot of finger pointing and shouting and
teamwork. Then.
But then both of those players scored the two goals. So
Torre's a great player, fantastic.
Yaya Touré is a great player, but we had a chance last night to get the winner. And if Touré would have crossed it to Dzeko, it was unmarked. It would have been more difficult to have missed the chance, but he tried to shoot from it.
Is it nerves getting to them? Do you think in the running?
It looks like it, doesn't it? First half, they just didn't seem interested. The tempo has not been there. That's down to the manager and I think the team selection as well.
Do you think other teams have worked out how to stop certain players now?
Or is it just playing at the same tempo as we were at the start of the season? We're going too long on the ball and people are closing down the space and getting back into position.
The
last 10 minutes against Sunderland last night, the pace at which they were playing was fantastic. The second half against Sporting in the Europa League was exactly the same. Why can't they replicate that at the start of the game and play with that tempo? Well, the defending in the first half was very naive as well. It was pushing up, there was opening, it was very open. They should have just been more patient. United are very patient when they have teams at home. Build up fast and then hit, you know, a faster pace when it gets to the last third. City were very naive. The fullbacks were bombing on, we were leaving ourselves open. And Sunderland deserved.
It's going to be some derby game against United, isn't it?
I think the title's already going to be over by then.
Do you reckon?
What about Aguero though? I mean, he went great guns at the beginning of the season, didn't he?
Aguero's
he was absolutely smashing it in. But
Aguero's still playing great.
No, but he's not scoring as many goals.
He is.
Not as many beginning of the season. He's got 24 goals.
I think he's got 5 in his last 8 games, so that's still a good turnaround. He's consistently scored goals. I'm more worried about Dzeko, who's not been scoring and he's not even looked like scoring. That's 9 games now.
He's been more inconsistent throughout the season.
And I think that's Mancini's fault, because when he was on form, he dropped him. And you all know strikers are confident players, and when they're on form, keep playing and keep scoring. He scores 4 against Tottenham in the second game of the season, and he's on the bench for the next 3 games. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Do you think is the man?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're playing great football. You know,
I mean, he was an incredible footballer.
Yeah.
Fiorentina.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic.
We've got the best defence, and well, I don't know if he's still got the best defence.
Yeah. Incredible. City. Yeah, briefly.
Did he play for Leicester? Yeah.
did he play for City?
Leicester City.
Yeah,
he played for Leicester.
He didn't do a great
deal.
He played about 8 games he played. Yeah. And he didn't do a great deal. But
yeah, I remember that.
But probably the combination of Silva and Aguero been incredible. I think that's the most impressive thing for me about City.
And we're still in. I know we spent a lot of money, but these things don't happen overnight. So as disappointing as it is if we fall off now, I still think over the next couple of years we're going to be one of the dominant teams in the league.
What about the bottom end of the league though? Loads of them won last night.
Wigan won 2-0.
That's a great result for Wigan.
QPR beat Arsenal. Piss take.
That's a good result. Did they take that game seriously?
Hey?
Did they take
Arsenal
the game seriously?
Arsenal won the last eight games in the league, haven't they?
The only team that's certain is obviously Wolves on like, I think they're 6 points off now.
Yeah,
they're gone. See you later. And the rest of them is what? QPR, Bolton, Blackburn.
I'm looking at it. And Villa are only 4 points ahead of the relegation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't include Villa on that. Sorry.
Villa
aren't far off. I think 32, is it? I think 32.
No, 4 points
I'll
ahead.
Check it now.
The 4 points ahead, so they've got 33 points.
33, is it? Yeah.
So Villa could be right in the shite as well.
Yes. Very much
within
so.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Be interesting to see who Villa's got coming up.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I think Wolves have gone.
It goes in a couple of weeks. I think it goes in 2 weeks.
I don't think we can argue with Wolves.
But then Wigan, QPR, Blackburn, and Bolton all just keep throwing up these
and
crazy
Villa
results.
Are those are out. Two of those five teams will be going.
Who are you going to tip, JMO?
I did fancy Blackburn to stay up. I reckon it might be Bolton and Wigan, but I just think it's too hard to call. Villa lose the next match and a couple of these teams pick up points again.
Villa could will be shit dragged. A brick.
Blackburn's game in hands against United tonight, so that's not
some Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Bolton's game. What's that one? Do you know? What's Bolton's game in hand?
Not sure.
I know QPR apparently got a really tough run.
Oh, they have, yeah. It's
well,
but then they just beat Liverpool and Arsenal.
Yeah.
So you don't know. That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. With their own games, you just don't. Yeah. I'm going to check.
I think Blackburn have had a long bad luck and it's changed a little bit. They've got a lot of quality players in that team. I think they'll stay up.
Do you know Blackburn outside of the top four teams, Blackburn have scored the most goals.
How many goals did Kuba score?
Happy.
Kuba's on
the top 14.
Great to see.
Yeah. Scored 44 goals.
He scored seven goals.
Class act, isn't he?
Do you know Everton this season? Do you
four
know,
goals.
The leading goal scorer is four. 14 different goal scorers. The leading one is it Osman or Baines with four?
Baines.
That's what you want, though. You want
to try me best.
You want everyone on the team to pitch in, and that's a great start for the team.
Can I just officially apologise? The intention was to wind the two cup fights up, and I did. So I do. I'm not like that normally. So. Quite
nice,
guys, so I do apologise. But it worked.
It's alright.
I thought that was immature.
He'd
be doing it to you.
Don't you call me old
man. Yeah, gobshite. Yeah. Leave that in.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what's next on
this? I can't find it. I don't know.
You couldn't find the games?
So we have Casillas rubbing that. But Michael Owen hopes to be the ace of Alex Ferguson's sleeve as he looks to recover it from injury in time to
fire
United
really
to
said?
The running.
Is that what he's actually said?
Can I ask the two Liverpoolians? We were having a debate the other day with me Evertonian mates. Who is the best between, I mean, it's before your time, but between Rush, Michael Owen, and Robbie Fowler?
Right, I would say personally, Rush obviously got the most goals, of course, but he was in a great team.
A fucking big nose.
Fowler was in an absolute diabolical team in the 90s and still,
you know what,
was
liked,
scored in 30
you know
seasons.
What, like,
I would say Robbie Fowler.
What I'd like to have seen?
RAF. They did play for a while.
No, but imagine that bag
all
of
coke. All Evertonians. All of them are Evertonians.
Imagine that bag of coke. It would have just gone in seconds, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fowler being greedy. And
I have
with
to say,
snout.
Reluctantly, all three of them were incredible players in the prime. But Rush was a different class.
Rush was amazing, but he had an amazing team round.
But let's get back onto Michael Owen. Since 2009, he's played 31 games for United.
He
was incredible.
He did have Dalglish behind him.
He was incredible. Exactly. He had a great team.
All right, but Michael Owen reckons he's going to fire United to the league. And he's played 31 games, scored five since 2009. Does he take the piss? He's got a lot to say on Twitter. He's always sorting himself up.
Has he played enough games to even qualify to
no.
get a winner's medal?
He's played
you've got to play minimum of like 8 games or something. 10.
He got one last year, didn't he?
The club just gets copies made anyway.
He got one last year, didn't he?
It's just the Premier League don't issue them. Oh, okay.
So he got one last year, didn't he? Owen?
I don't know.
I think he did.
But is he finished? Would you want Owen at your club?
No.
Yeah.
Would you? Seriously, at Leicester, would you want him?
You had the chance to come to Everton.
Put it this way, we've got Beckford and Nugent. Beckford is coming good. Nugent works his socks off. But Michael Owen scores goals. Now, yes, that says
when he's fit.
That says he's not fit.
He's
been
fit since 2009.
He's been injured since November.
Absolutely.
Again.
Who? Owen?
Yeah. He's back in training now.
Is that what he's been sitting on his ass for?
On Twitter.
Yeah.
But the number of chances United make, he will score goals. Oh,
that's the thing.
So, he's right. He's shite.
Hernandez
is just Finzi. Take us into the A League. Yeah. We're into the finals.
Do I have to?
Well, I know that Jeff got bombed out last week, and then Jeff.
Yeah. I had to put up with. I had to put up with Jess winding me up the entire way back from the football stadium back to.
She found me
after. I got the wind up on the Sydney FC forums even before the game had finished, which I found when I got home. But the Jets fans were all walking together to go back to the Strawberry Hills Hotel post game, and yeah, Jess found us and was giving it the big ones on all the walk, but all the way back to Surrey Hills. So yeah, that was fun. But it was all right. It only lasted for a week.
Great
so
game.
Yeah, no, it was a good look.
Sorry.
Like I said, I you know, either one of us could have won it, but you know, it just turned out that way. And I suppose, you know, they've had the wood over us for, you know, three or four seasons now, and we were hoping that we'd turn the corner with a 5-2
so
earlier
next
on.
Year to
but
have the wood on Jeff.
You keep referring to that result. I don't know why.
Huh?
You keep referring to that 5-2.
Well, because that was supposed to be the turning of the corner, because we'd had such a horrible record away from home in Sydney, horrible record away from home in Perth, horrible record away from home in Wellington, and we're hoping that all that, you know, sort of stuff had started to turn, because we hadn't won away games since January of last year. So it had taken that long to get our away form turned around. So we were hoping that, you know, we'd be able to move on, but you know,
it just didn't happen.
No. So there's, you know, our season's over. We've got about 8 or 9 players coming off contracts. We're looking in the market for a marquee. We've got to wait to see what's happening with our Australian marquee before we can look at getting a second one. So, you know, there's a.
Can I just ask what you think about the whole concept of marquee players?
Well, it's only going to. The problem is, when you've got a salary cap league, if you don't have marquee players, you don't have the draw cards, and that's what they're supposed to be, to bring crowds in, to be, you know, you need. Ideally, you'd want to have as a marquee player a number 10 to create the goals or a number 9 to score the goals, but the problem is that those sorts of players are not going to come cheap, and with the amount of money that's not around in the football community in Australia at the moment, it's a bit difficult to get value for money. The only sort of people who have really got value for money have been Victory with Carlos Hernandez, who's sort of gone off the boil this season, and with Harry Kuehl, who's sort of been up and down and all that sort of thing. Like, you know, the Jets have never done anything decent with marquee players. All of our ones we've signed have been rubbish.
Have you seen who Mariners are linked with this week?
Who?
Freddie Ljungberg.
Oh, I did see the Ljungberg.
He's a bit past Freddie it though, isn't he? Yeah.
Well, he's coming from the States, though, isn't he?
Less than same standard. These are all players who were finished, regarded as finished about 8 years ago. Fowler. Kuehl was the best player in Europe in the mid-90s, whatever. Well finished, and to spend that much money when you're trying to nurture the game and, you know, young kids on players who are clearly past it, I think it's questionable.
How much money is around in the A-League nowadays?
Well, the salary cap's about 2.3 million-ish.
You've got Franny Jeffers at the Jets.
Yeah. Franny Jeffers and Michael Bridges. But they're not on market
Bridges.
They're not on market wages though.
Australian
players are being bought by the Korean teams and the Chinese teams. So
because they've got
to sort of build an interest up by signing these so-called players to come and play. So it was a bit like what they did in the States back in the
60s
when he was signing Beckenbauer.
The Mariners just lost Griffiths. It was, in my opinion, the best player in the league, defensive midfielder. And they also, Musty, obviously got sold to the German club, but he's come back on loan.
What about Matty Simon as well?
Matty Simon's gone as well,
And you had to sell them to pay the bills.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And, you know, Matty Ryan,
Bridges.
I can't see him staying much longer either. Funny Jeff.
Viduka.
Why didn't Viduka come back?
He couldn't be asked.
Yeah,
no, because basically when
he pretty much lost the passion, I think.
Yeah, but when you look at what Emerton's had, when you look at what Kuehl's had this season, why would you bother? If you've got enough money and you set up, why would you put yourself in a position
where you're going to get slaughtered.
Is KO likely to come?
Nah, KO won't play over here.
Do you not think so? No,
no,
not a lot later.
He'll
on.
Just go straight into coaching.
Big part of it is for these guys, they need to play games here so that they've got a presence in the media so that they can step in.
KO's already got that. You know,
but does he? Like, he's not on every week, and I think that's where you're seeing a lot of these guys.
He's on if he wants
Weet
to be.
Yeah. Weet Abix adverts and stuff like that, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
I think if KO wants
prominent.
To be in the media yeah. over here, when he comes back in like May and June, yeah. he's all over the press
yeah.
and his coaching clinics.
He's not too bad at it, but others just needed to stamp their look, I'm back, yeah. I'm in Australia, I've played, you've yeah. seen me live. Sort of thing, and I
but
think that's actually more
prolific
of a,
players now, yeah. like Sakeo. You've got the money.
Well, Brett Holman looks all right. He's got a good goal in your own.
Do you know something? He's done all right.
He's
done signed right. for Villa for Australia. He's done
signed,
well.
He's signed for Villa.
He
signed for Villa.
He
signed for Villa. He's played. Yeah. He's signed for
he
Villa for next season.
Fulham,
he signed him as a winger, Villa. And he's a fucking central midfielder. Stickers.
Attack.
Yeah.
In context.
Yeah, it is in context.
Allegedly.
But let's get back to the final series.
Yeah. So, were you happy with the fact that?
Wellington, right. What a game. Wellington versus Sydney.
Yeah, knockout.
It was a crap game.
Not that you
didn't
care.
Watch
and
it.
And for the last 15 minutes,
I was happy with the result, but I was working, so I didn't watch it.
That was a horrendous finish for those boys. Mm. Horrendous. Penalty in the leg, what, 2 minutes to go?
Yeah.
Shocking.
How was the crowd over in Wellington?
Shit, 10,000.
Really? Is it surprising? Although it was a Friday night.
10,000, is that good for them or good
no,
for them?
No, that's about average. It's a little bit over average. They sort of average about eight to nine.
But right, okay.
But they don't play very. They usually play Saturdays or Sundays. They don't play. That's one of the few Friday games I've ever heard of them playing.
Well, the Hurricanes were playing on Friday on Saturday.
See, they're Super 15 started. So
in.
Yeah. It, well, yeah.
But
well, the crowd was no good. Wasn't
really quiet. As an Aussie, how do you see the A League going in future?
Well, it all depends what the FFA do. There's been some discontent this season, especially with the whole Clive Palmer thing going on, which has sort of kickstarted the whole. They announced the creation last week of the Joint Strategic Committee for the A League, which is a six person committee with three FFA people and three club owners.
Is that a good move?
Yes. It should have happened from day dot. Yeah. Because basically
how was the club owners picked?
I would assume that they would probably nominate representatives from the clubs would form their own group, then they would put forward their three nominations, I would say. But they've not clarified how that's all going to work yet. But it should have happened from day one, because there's been a lot of discontent with owners. Basically, they're putting all the money in, and the FFA are basically telling them what they, you know, the owners haven't had any say in how the thing's been run. But I mean, I can understand how that was when it first started, because of the track record in Australia of it wasn't even professional; it was semi-professional with the NSL, with club owners just, you know, being absolutely stupid, buying players up left, right, and centre, spending over and above their means. And teams going bust and going differently. It was just,
But on a broader level, as I understand it, football is the biggest participation sport.
Yes.
When you go past the parks and whatever, it's just like world to world.
Yep.
10-year-olds playing football. Can you ever see it being the primary sport in Australia?
Great question.
That would be the long-term vision. I can't ever see.
Is there a media bias as there was?
There is a lot of media bias skewed towards what's seen as Australian games, because basically there's still a whole stigma which will take a generation to breed out with older Australians that, you know, soccer's soft and, you know, only, you know, Johnny Warren's bought Sheila's Wogs and Poofters. That was how it was seen, and that's still that sort of stigma attached to football in Australia, and it's. You know, all this sort of thing.
Well, that'll change.
Yeah, it'll change. And, you know, the
cricket's going to be a tough
one. But the problem is, there's a big disconnect between what you've said, the participation levels in football at the grassroots, and getting those people to come along to A League games. There's still that dislike, you know,
in the past,
there's
you
not
know,
converting
the
those numbers into attendances.
Professional. There wasn't the infrastructure between the top level and the youth level.
There is now.
But I think the biggest single problem is the fact that. You'll always lose your top players to Europe because of the money. You'll never generate enough money in those
leagues. Even second tier players, you lose them all to Asia.
And there lies the problem. So you're always going to be below the top level because you won't have the top players staying here.
Yeah. And I mean, because the top leagues and the other codes, obviously the NRL's the pinnacle of rugby league in the world. And AFL's obviously not played anywhere else. Regardless of, you know, pretty much island, played in Melbourne.
Look at the Japanese league. They want their players to go and play abroad.
Yeah, and that's it. It's a mindset. Like it's good for the players here in Australia to be wanted overseas and being paid all this. But the people that are they're trying to convert people from other sports into football, where they should be just concentrating on football and then letting them come across via osmosis, if you like.
There's no way that you can invest the type of money to get those people to come. Like the cost of getting someone to buy a ticket is just too high at this stage.
Fancy.
But anyway, yes.
Who are you tipping to win the comp now?
Because
Brisbane beat Central Coast last night.
I always said Brisbane.
That was a tough one.
I've been seeing a few.
You've got a second chance, though.
Oh, yeah, you're back at Blue Tongue, second leg next week. Yeah. I'm going up for that one.
We'll start with Fantasy. Who are you going to go for?
I'm tipping the grand final to be played in Brisbane again, but against Perth. And I bet I'm picking Perth to win.
Yeah,
I want Brisbane. Yeah.
Steve, I wouldn't really
couldn't
know,
give
a
shit.
Honest, I just
don't.
Just say Brisbane, that's
what I do. Well, everyone will win the cup. Do you know, Steve, on this day, if it was yesterday,
Johnny's not here.
We beat Sheffield Wednesday 1-0 and a fella called Young.
No, we didn't. We beat Liverpool 2-1 in the FA Cup semi final and we went on to win the FA Cup in that season.
So that went right out.
That was. No, it's true. It's true in 1906.
Is that jumping on the whole conversation before the living in the past?
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. I always live in the past. That's right, man. Live in the past as well.
We all do.
Look at that shirt.
I got it from your wardrobe.
Well, I wasn't wearing it, you bell.
Who's going to win it?
Do you have
Perth.
All right, I'm going to go Perth Glory to win the final. I really.
Well, my sister lives in Perth, so I'm rooting for them.
I like Perth, what they've done this season, and they've had a few years in the. I've got to say doldrums, but that's probably a true sense. They've struggled
more than fair.
But this year they've fired up,
and they were walking when the NSL was around. They were the Melbourne Victory, the NSL. They were winning
this
everything.
Year,
but it's taken them this long to get their act together.
But they've sorted it, and the new owners have got their act together, and the club itself has been great. And
can't believe the Jets could have signed Smeltz too, and he went to Perth.
Yeah, I'm going to go Perth.
All time A League scorer now, isn't he?
Yep,
just passed Archie Johnson.
Without a doubt, Brisbane are the best team. I think they'll win it comfortably.
Yeah. I hate to say it, obviously being a Mariners fan, but I think it's going to be the Phoenix. I think they're going to come from the Flames.
Wellington?
Yeah, I just got a feeling.
Wellington wouldn't surprise me.
I really think they've just got the
money to win it.
I think the problem is going to be
that. I know, because
Wellington are going to have to play in Perth and they never make that trip.
I've got a feeling.
Was it a flight?
Just 7 hours.
I've got a feeling. Who sung that?
I got a feeling. That one.
Yeah, right. That's Black Eyed Peas.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas. I've got a feeling. Oh, that might have been. That's who sings
it
now.
So it was the Beatles. A Beatles song, I've got a feeling.
Possibly. Who knows?
Steve?
That's good. I don't
remember. I'll find it.
Anyway. Talk about next week.
So everyone. So yeah, it's a bit of a.
It was. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'll have it. Right. Anyway,
I've got a shoot. I've got to go shoot. I've got to get the match.
Okay. So cool.
See you later. Beep beep.
See you bitter. Beep.
See you later. See you later. Go. Right, beep.
Fantastic.
See you, Macca.
See you, mate.
But next up, Nick, what have we got?
I've got
how many minutes are we on?
43. Heaps of time.
43.
Do you want to talk about that abortion of a kit?
Excuse me. The only thing I would say about this kit, I couldn't give a damn one way or another.
So explain what we're actually looking at for people who can't see.
We'll just jump onto this and then we can go back to pies.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say about that kit is if you look at the Aussie kit.
Well, they haven't got one. They're not qualified for the Olympics.
They've just announced it. That is 10 times better.
I love it. The Aussies haven't got a team. They failed to qualify.
States haven't either as well.
Really?
Yeah.
We've got a chance of winning, JMO.
No, you look at Brazil and Argentina, and they're the favourites.
I like that kit.
Spain, even.
You didn't even have to qualify.
Yeah, well, that's besides the point.
We didn't even have a team. We still haven't.
I do like the British Olympic.
You've got Gareth Bale on the tabella.
I do like Team GB's Olympic kit.
I think it's pretty good. Matt thinks it's too much like Scotland flag, bro. I think it's pretty good.
It's very blue. Why is it not? But
it's got some red just taken at the top, hasn't it?
It should have had a bit more red in it, but
why?
I don't know. Is it making more Team GB? Stella McCartney designed it, so great British icon, the McCartney family. I'd buy that. £35.
I am going to buy it.
But they've got.
You're going to buy it in extra small like this guy's wearing.
No, Jack on that picture. That's Jack Rodwell.
So doesn't matter.
He can. You put whatever.
Does that mean he's in the squad?
I think he's going to win it, isn't he?
Is he the captain?
Do you reckon
he's
going to
go to the
captain?
What colour
socks
are you
wearing?
Yeah, Beckham's the captain. Yeah, fucking right.
He might be team captain.
We're talking about this a few weeks ago.
Oh, we did. I've got a feeling it was the Beatles. Thank you. And it was on Let It Be.
Oh, Let It Be.
Knew it.
Well, there you go. That was great. Football.
We do like to be factually correct.
But that is very like. Svelte in terms of skin tight, innit?
Yes.
But when I went online,
it started with the English Rugby Union team.
Yeah, but when I went online, they've got loads of fan versions.
So fat people versions.
Fat or skinny people versions.
Rodwell played as good as he looked in that kit.
Looks like all the Kappa kits. All the Kappa kits are renowned for being skin tight.
Well, it's like a cycling top, isn't it?
Yeah,
team, or it's because it's athletics. It's sort of.
I don't give a shit as long as you're in, but I like that kit.
Like most scouts, I don't do patriotism, so I couldn't give a shit.
What do you mean, most scouts? Well, I'm sat here as a scout saying I'm going to buy that top.
What is the general view? What are you going to put? That you have. Great Britain team at the Olympics.
I don't mind.
Because I'm of a Welsh stock, and the Welsh FA and the Scottish FA and the Northern Irish are saying, well, no, we don't want anything to do with it.
I've only heard of the Scottish FA.
Scottish FA have said no. Well, I should have printed the other picture off with Gareth Bale in the strip.
But, they won't stop them going.
But as you were saying, I think it's a good chance for you to do it. But Spain will walk that. The quality of the youth players in Spain is far beyond what we've got.
But have they got a better kit than us?
Possibly not.
See, so I'm going to buy it.
I just want to see if the numbers
I'm
stay on this
one. I'm quite happy there's no red in the kit, so yeah.
There's a little
bit. You look at Brazil, they could have Neymar playing in their team.
So it's an Adidas top too, so. Yeah.
Hopefully there won't be any dwarf tossing at the.
See, the Aussies are getting the shits now because you didn't even qualify. Useless.
It's alright, we'll still beat you in the medal can anyway, so what's the point?
In all the other sports.
Hey, but we haven't forgotten
about... sports where it actually matters, where it's a pinnacle of your actual sport.
We haven't forgotten about our team from the US, Timbers.
Yep.
What we made and...
started a few weeks ago.
I was going to say an executive decision, but it wasn't. It was just me and Nick on the pitch yesterday. We're only going to discuss the Timbers once the regular season's finished, and we've got through Gillingham and we've gotten through all the A-League.
It looked like they lost to Real Salt Lake just then, so I don't
know. Yeah, so fuck them.
So how did Gillingham get on yesterday?
Well, we've got Johnny Tinker isn't here today.
No. What's he doing? Stock take again?
He's counting bottles of pop.
How many stock takes does he want? That's two in 2 months.
Mate, do you know how big that RSL is?
His cost of goods is monthly.
But Johnny did send me something through before. It was.
What, that walkie talkie that he's got?
Let me just find it. Johnny.
He
sent me an email.
This is great radio. Always
he sent me an email, right? Because we know Johnny Tinker likes the cause, and in particular, Andrew Paul.
Oh, God.
Right, and he went, Wikipedia reads, Andrew Cause. Parental uncle Peter Cole was a professional footballer who played for Ireland and several clubs, including England, including Everton. So Andrea Cole's uncle played for Everton.
This is the stuff that TMZ is not covering.
That's a fairly tenuous.
That's pretty cool. Grant.
All right. So
you're in charge of Gillingham Update.
I'm in charge of Gillingham Update.
Do you have anything
to read a match
report? Basically, we've just got here a nice little heading saying Gillingham boss Andy Hessen Tyler sets a 6-win target. So apparently they lost on Tuesday evening 1-0 to Burton Albion. which leaves them 7 points
adrift.
No, not
a penalty, they did.
Yeah, well, yeah. It leaves them 7 points adrift of 7th place Cheltenham with 7 games remaining, so 7-7-7. Apparently interviewed by BBC Radio Kent, looking at 6 wins out of 7 to confirm a place in the playoffs.
That's what they're going to need now. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Half the games at home.
Victory was Burton's first since Boxing Day, and Gillingham have now only won once in their last 5 games.
You're just reading this, aren't
you? Yes, I am reading it straight off the
show. So I gave you this information.
Well, what more did you want me to...
No, I gave you the
information. Pad out the information?
No, I gave you the information, and what I want you to do is read it, digest it, and then bring it to the table, but you're just reading it. I could have done it myself, but I gave you the job. It was a very important job, this. The Gillingham fans are going to get the shits now.
What Gillingham fans?
That's why I refused it. Both of them. I couldn't do it with any passion.
Both of them.
Nah. I should have done this.
I told you the reason.
Well,
Go on.
I'm reading his interview, so, I mean, how much more do you really want?
I don't know.
I've Gillingham got a chance.
So, okay. We're not out of it. Basically, we're not out of it. People who saw them tonight might laugh at that, but we're not. So, Gillingham have to beat 2 of the league's form teams in April to be able to make the target. They travel to Oxford United on the 14th and then welcome Swindon Town a week later, who are the title
favourites.
See,
you remember all that bit. So the tracking all right, but they've got 2 tough games out of 7.
So it's not. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard slog. It's going to be a hard slog.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Fairway cut off.
Got anything to say?
I don't know. I think we should just all plan to have like a 6 non-shitty podcasts in a row. So there we go. That's our little version of Gillingham. So
good one.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
I just asked you, going back to City United, could it all be decided on the Derby game?
Yes, it could.
So Matt's gone. He's gone for the wind up on the City fan.
I don't know what to make of it. This whole season's been really surreal for me. To be honest with you, it's like I don't know. Is it really happening? Like, but I don't. I've not got any emotions yet. I don't feel angry or I don't feel excited. It's one of those.
It's funny. I mean, from our perspective, like Everton supporters always had an affinity with City and the old City that we loved and whatever. We'd love to win the league. I can't hand on heart say that I really want you to win the league now because you're not the City that I remember them.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I wasn't joking about United. I've always admired Man United. How can anyone dislike United? They play great football. They always produce young kids. And the thing is, because the media love them, it's not their fault.
There's pros and cons to everything, isn't there? There's always two sides to every story. United have produced kids. And that sort of conveyor belt of talent has slowed down of late. Yeah, there isn't as many players coming through as they have. And
Everton have produced more than anyone.
Exactly, yeah. And if you look at United as well, and you say they haven't spent money over a longer period of time, they have. It's just the fact that Chelsea and City did it in a short period of time. We didn't have a choice with the financial fair play coming in. Our project was 6 years. They've had to put that down to 3 just to get us in the door because if we don't make that now, we're never going to be in the top 6. We never would have done it because you can't spend the money anymore. Yeah. So it was either now or never to buy the players.
It's
in the
sad that we're talking about money all the time, isn't it?
It is very, yeah.
I think one thing I do actually have, and I forgot to talk about it, is that we've got a special question for our guest this week. This is something we're looking at trying to introduce, so it's a little bit more on task instead of them telling us what. So the dynamic duo of Moyes and Kenwright.
Yeah.
It's been pretty popular, but what do you...
Well, I mean, if you...
is it the perfect combination or...?
No, it's basically Kenwright is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I mean, most Evertonians, you read the press...
Well, I like him, Steve.
Kenwright has got the press in his back pocket. And when Everton are winning, Kenwright will suddenly appear from under a rock. And if you get to the final, all you'll see is his big fat gob on television or whatever. The fella's got the worst track record. He's totally incompetent as a businessman, as a chairman, whatever. He's basically run Everton to the ground. So close to actually going to Kirby. And that would have been the death knell of Everton Football Club. Luckily enough, there's enough decent Evertonians who fought for the club. The fella is a shyster, he's a charlatan, he's an absolute joke. He's never invested a penny of his own money into the club. He's borrowed money left, right and centre. He's left us in financially in a dire situation. And while clubs have been bought two and three times over, the likes of QPR and whatever. This, he still maintains that nobody's interested in Everton. Everton have got so much potential, one of the greatest clubs in the history of football. And the fact is, he's a liar. He's lied time and time again. Everybody knows that. Both the media love him. He's the media.
So is it just the media that's pushing there?
Yeah. In terms of Moyes, I think Moyes is a fantastic man.
Yeah.
I think Moyes is a great character, whatever. But at the end of the day, this, the brand of football that he plays is so defensive, so negative. And that's my big criticism on him.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a bit of feedback.
All right, well, we have to cut because we can't go over an hour.
All right, so how long have we got left?
20 seconds?
5 minutes.
Okay.
Have we got 5 minutes?
Yeah, I told you, 54. We're just clicking over 55 now.
Why'd you get
just go back to Everton. Do you actually think that someone has been interested in buying Everton and Ken Wright's just sort of pulled the wool over everyone's
eyes? Actually, people have actually got proof on the Everton internet. But the thing is...
so why the heck am you not mobilising?
Even the funny thing is, most other supporters throughout the country love Moyes and say, why would you not like Moyes? And they love... Ken Wright, because they go, oh, he's like, you know, he's like your uncle, you know, he reminds me of Swales, he used to be at City. He's a phony, he's a liar, he's a cheat, he's basically in it for his own. And he hasn't invested a penny in Goodison Park. And the problem is our revenue stream, you know, we're obviously, there's more money going out than coming in, but they haven't had any business plan, there's no infrastructure in Everton. It's an absolute dog's dinner.
So how come there's no Everton fans firing up about it? Because we had loners like that, and we got rid of them.
They've had two major marches before the games, the Blue Union. If you read the Everton internet site, there's massive opposition to Ken Wright, massive. But at the end of the day...
You're not visible about it, though.
Exactly. And as much as I hate Liverpool, Sons of Shankly actually went on the march and whatever.
Spirit of Shankly.
Spirit of Shankly, whatever they're called. Yeah. It was like the... what's her name? The Monty Python sketch was. There's that many splinter groups coming up at the moment.
But I like him, Steve.
Why?
Ken Wright?
Because over the last 10 years, we've made progress.
But can it be one mate?
I didn't like the Kirby move, and I know he stuffed up the King's dock move. But do we want to be a Newcastle?
No, I mean, I don't particularly want to be. No, I'm not. I'm
what
not
happens at Portsmouth?
No, but I just
City
want
got out of jail because
that went tits
up, didn't it, once?
Yeah.
And then you got Bernstein out.
Saved us, actually. He's a chairman in the UK now.
He's got to be very, very careful when you wish for these things. I'm not a
well-run, a competent chairman who can...
But he is a competent chairman. Fucking seven.
We'll have to agree to differ on that, mate.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of Blue Kipper Radio.
Sorry to be so controversial.
Oh, wait there. We've got Matty Redshite talking bollocks every week, and it's good that you
I'm
know.
I'm glad that someone else came in and gave him a bit of stick, because usually it's just me fighting against.
But I'm not saying
the lad who left, he was your typical Liverpoolian. He was like saying, well, you know.
You've still got one here.
Carol, I know, but you're more even. Keel, but you know, he was going. Carroll could be good. Could be. He spent 30. We could buy a team.
$35 million.
We'll get into this off air.
I think
Steve,
it's probably
thanks
time.
Very much.
Thanks
very
much.
Sorry, he didn't finish.
You got through about 85 to 90%.
I reckon 80%.
There was a tin of beans there still.
Ken Wright's out. That's the answer. Sorry to be diverse.
It's been a bloody good guest.
Well, that's
Thank
the point, isn't it?
Awesome.
All right. Well,
come back whenever you want.
Thanks very much.
We'll call that the end of episode 17. Thank you very much again. Cheers.
And we don't even have to edit it.
Oh. Well, we may have to edit out that massive kick to the microphone.
Yep. All right. Excellent. Thanks very much, guys. And
what are you
see you
at
next
me
week.
For?
Maybe
that was Nick with the balls.
See you next time.
When?